I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
If you're eating like Cocoa Puffs or something like that, I don't know. Just be careful with these couple of stories here, but we got to tell you about them with the dummy of the day. Before we get to that, though, a 32-year-old guy named Samuel, he robbed a Wells Fargo bank in Gainesville, Florida on Thursday. He didn't have a weapon, but he still managed to get the teller to put more than 10 grand in his bag.
Wow.
He then took his bag of money and headed straight to KFC. It's not clear what he ordered, but the cops tracked him down while he was still inside. So what would you do, Alex? You rob a bank. The first place you're going is where?
Sephora.
Sephora. Because he's sitting there like what? With like a Famous Bowl maybe or something? I have $9,995 left or whatever he had. So
yeah, I'm going to Sephora and I'm getting two lipsticks with my $10,000.
Will that cover it?
Nah, close. I might have to use a little bit of my own money.
All right. The owners of a car washing business in Kentucky are asking for the public's help in identifying a man they call Poop Man.
The Poop Man's afraid to leave his poop.
Poop Man, Poop Man, Poop Man.
The suspect is seen in two Facebook videos doing his business at two separate car washes. The owners posted on Facebook, quote, "Does anyone know this guy? Poop Man strikes again." The couple who owns the car washes said they've seen him before. He comes by in the past picking up other people's change from the vacuum trash. Like he'll just throw out some pennies or nickels or dimes. They turn the videos over to police who are searching for the guy.
Ooh.
An unrelated story, but having to do with doo-doo. Charmin, you know, toilet paper company, they're offering the Mad Pooper in Colorado free toilet paper if she turns herself in.
Not worth it, because there's no way. She's so, like, she's such a viral sensation. Everyone will know that she's been just crapping on people's lawns. Why in the world would you do that?
But she's going to get caught eventually. Like, there's no way that her, the Mad Pooper, I don't want to mix these two up with Poop Man, the Mad Pooper, she's going to get caught. They had a photo. They could see it's like a white chick, pretty athletic. Like, if you're going to get
That's
caught,
everybody.
Why not? Not necessarily. Why don't you get something for getting caught, right? Like, if you know you're going to get eventually busted, don't you want to get something out of the deal?
I don't know.
Free toilet paper?
It's better than no toilet paper. I'm just saying, if I was the Mad Pooper, if it was me, I would have to turn myself in for that Charmin.
She doesn't use toilet paper, right? Doesn't she use, like, leaves?
She needs, like, some kind of bracelet device that allows her to wear a roll of toilet paper around her wrist or something, like, attach it to her body, so with that, when she's running, she can use it.
A Rolex.
Yeah, she needs a Rolex watch.
I don't know why she doesn't invest in a fanny pack. Those things are so cool, plus they carry anything you need. So, yeah, they're going to offer it to her, but she's probably not going to turn herself in. They'll give her a year's supply to help with her runs, as they said. The woman has been spotted, like, running.
I know.
Okay, just
want to
clarify.
Words.
Oh, is that what it is? Okay. Yeah, okay. Let's go to Pennsylvania with our next dummy. A Pennsylvania man had his car stolen after allowing a buyer to take it for a test drive. The owner advertised the car online and then met with the guy in a public place, doing everything right so far. He drove the buyer around for a while, and then he let the thief get behind the driver's seat. When he let the thief get into the driver's seat, he took off before he could actually get back inside the car in the passenger seat.
Whoa.
So the car and that guy have not been found.
Oh.
I had, you guys ever tried to sell a car one time where you do it to somebody? Like, you actually let them test drive it? Have you ever done that?
I've been the test driver, and I always think that, like, I could just drive off with this right now.
I did this one time. I had my old, like, creeper van, which had, like, a bed in the back. I used to use it for DJing and stuff. It was a nice van, but I just no longer needed it. And these two guys, I don't know what they spoke, but they didn't speak English. They were, like, communicating with each other. I'm like, this is not good. This is not good. I rode with them. They're like, we'll take a ride. I'm like, can I come with you? So here I am, like, in the back seat, like, the second row out of, like, three in this van. I'm like, oh, God.
Jeez.
I hope something doesn't happen here. But it's just like, I what do? You take somebody's ID? How do you safely let them borrow your car?
I think you do take their license.
Just keep the car.
Jeez, I feel bad. I feel bad for that guy, though. And finally, let's go to Georgia with your final dummy of the day story today. A Georgia man was arrested after breaking into a home and getting naked. The homeowner heard a noise coming from his chimney and thought, "Mom, animal must have gotten stuck in there." About 15 minutes later, he heard a loud crash and saw a large hole in his ceiling.
Yikes.
Listen to this, though. The homeowner still didn't see anyone and went to bed.
No way!
I'm investigating. There's a hole in my ceiling? What's up there? What's running loose in my place? I gotta know more.
Dude, I cannot believe they just went to sleep after that.
The homeowner still didn't see anybody, so he went to bed. Later that night, he heard a creaking sound and called the cops.
Yeah, no kidding.
That's scary. Can you imagine? Creak, And it's like, what is that?
No, you know it's a freaking person.
When officers arrived, the burglar was dangling from the ceiling naked. The man didn't steal anything but caused about $1,500 in damage to the home. He's been charged with first-degree burglary. Those right there are your dummies of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
President Trump extended his attack on NFL players who kneel during the national anthem by tweeting about it throughout the weekend. He suggested that fans boycott games and continued his call for team owners to fire or suspend the offenders who protested before the games. He tweeted Sunday afternoon, "Sports fans should never condone players that do not stand proud for their national anthem or their country." NASCAR owners side with President Donald Trump, taking a firm stance against national anthem protests, even saying that if any drivers tried to protest, they can take a ride home on a Greyhound bus. Indianapolis Colts owner Jim Irsay said that he is troubled by the president's recent comments and disagrees with him. As news spread that Kylie Jenner is expecting her first child with boyfriend Travis Scott, some people are speculating that she's actually the surrogate for her sister Kim Kardashian. Kim and her husband Kanye West turned to a surrogate mother to have baby number 3 after Kim had high-risk pregnancies with her other 2 kids. An insider says that the surrogate is expected to give birth to the couple's 3rd child in January 2018, and the insider also says that Kylie is at least 4 months pregnant with her first child, which is a girl. After news of the pregnancy broke on Friday, the internet erupted with questions about whether the 20-year-old is carrying her half-sister's child. Jennifer Lopez says she's making $1 million in donations to hurricane relief efforts in Puerto Rico. The singer and actress took to Instagram Friday to tell her followers that she hadn't heard from her family in Puerto Rico after the recent hurricanes that swept through the area.
Which one is that? Oh.
Luke.
Oh.
So
if you're looking for my
love, Luke Bryan has reportedly landed the second seat as a judge on the rebooted American Idol series alongside Katy Perry. Sources say that the deal is not officially done yet, but the country singer is confirmed as the second judge. The details of his payments and perks are unclear for now, but he is expected to sign on within days. Full House icons Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen will no longer be invited to appear on Netflix's Fuller House. Series creator Jeff Franklin says, "Personally, I've given up asking them. The door is open, but I'm not going to be calling them anymore to invite them. They just don't seem interested in coming. It's been 3 years of invitations, so they know the door is open. It's up to them to decide if they want to come play or not."
Disappointing that they couldn't come out for one episode. I understand they're busy and they don't want to be part of that, but just one?
Yeah. Aaron Carter checked himself into a rehab center. A rep for the singer said Aaron has decided to enter a facility to improve his health and work on his overall wellness. The rehab stint comes after a rough summer where the singer was arrested for a DUI, involved in a serious car accident, and cops visited his home in Florida a few times for gun and safety concerns. That is the garbage.
Thank you very much, Alex. You can see the garbage, RadioNowIndy.com. Also, we put it out there on our Joe and Alex Show Instagram. Just click right there on our story. Well, good morning. It is the Joe and Alex Show. It's Monday. It's going to pretend that it's Sunday part two. Coming up in about 7 minutes or so, we've got your chance to win NBA 2K17. This game's for like the coolest thing ever. I like to play basketball in video games because I can't really run and I'm not that tall.
Yeah.
And, you know, I wish I was a baller.
You live through those.
I do. All right, this story is scary. My wife went to Louisville this past weekend and did some ziplining inside of a cave somewhere. I was like, hell no. Two things. First of all, I don't want to go into a cave. And second, I do not ever want to actually go ziplining. Well, this is a scary story about a cave. A 19-year-old Indiana University freshman is recovering after he was abandoned in a cave for 3 days.
Nope.
Not 3 hours. 3 days. This is insane.
That is so scary.
Lucas was left behind during a beginner's trip.
Lucas!
God, I hate to be in the advanced trip. Beginner's trip to a Sullivan Cave with the university's caving club after he was separated from the group and locked inside the cave.
Jeez.
The freshman separated from half the 12-person group during a difficult portion of the cave, but failed to meet up with the other group and discovered he'd been locked inside the cave upon returning to the entrance. He said, quote, "I was very confused and pretty scared. It took me a little while to wrangle my emotions and sort of approach things analytically, sensibly, to come up with a plan to survive."
Can't imagine.
He said this is what he did, Alex. He licked moisture off the walls and licked crumbs from inside of his Clif Bar wrappers that he still had.
Oh, my gosh.
To survive.
Baby.
He was trapped inside the cave with no cell phone service. His parents actually filed a missing person report after they texted him and got no response.
Wow.
After 3 days, he says that he saw light coming in from outside and quickly rushed to the gate to find the caving club leader had arrived to unlock the gate and rescue him. He said, the guy who locked me in the cave, who actually physically turned the lock, was the same guy who unlocked the cave and got me out.
How weird.
Club leaders wouldn't explain exactly how he was left behind, describing the issue as a sensitive legal matter. Yeah, because your ass is about to get sued!
Jeez.
So there's another fun reason why you should never, ever, ever go into the cave. Just something to think about right there. Hey, good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who's this? Okay, Mike, what's up, man?
Hey, what's going on? Hey, I work downtown, and you guys are downtown too, right?
Yeah,
we're downtown, Indy, yep.
So I feel like I'm going mad here, but every day around the same time, I hear a crazy noise. It kind of sounds like a chainsaw or, I don't know, a power tool strangling a cat.
What?
A power tool and a cat? Like, something like that?
Yeah, don't make me do it.
Do it.
Yeah, do it. We need to hear from the expert.
I'm anything but an expert. You guys know what I'm talking about here?
No.
Honestly, no. I mean, have you guys heard anything? I haven't heard anything.
I don't hear. You're saying you hear it downtown?
Yeah, the downtown area, it's like...
And around this time, like, how long have you been hearing this?
I don't know. A few weeks, I guess. I'm really thinking about it.
A few weeks? Wow.
I'm not always sober when I hear it, so I'm not exactly sure what's going on.
Oh, don't tell us that.
Yeah, don't tell us you're hearing voices, too. That's not good.
Okay, so, wait, hold on. Let everybody be quiet, and I want to see if I can hear it, okay?
Okay, everybody, 3, 2, 1.
I don't hear anything.
Yeah, I don't hear anything either.
Mike, I think maybe you're crazy, man. There's no noise.
Maybe.
All right, Mike. Well, thank you for calling in and giving us that chainsaw cat update. We appreciate it.
What?
I don't know. I mean, Joe and Alex Show tweeted if you heard that. That was kind of random, but...
All right, I don't know.
All right, cool. All right, yeah, it's the Joe and Alex Show. All right, let's get into it. The hottest game. Like, if you're a parent right now, you should be calling our phone lines, blowing them up, trying to get through. Or maybe you're just a kid that wants it. NBA 2K18. That's what it is. NBA 2K18. I am excited to tell you that it is finally out now. This is the best NBA video game of all time. NBA 2K18 rated E10+. Get it now on PS4, PS3, Xbox One, Xbox 360, PC, and Nintendo Switch. That's it. They don't have any other consoles covered.
Or your 8-bit Nintendo.
No kidding.
That's like every Tamagotchi console.
No, it is not a Tamagotchi.
Tamagotchi, is that what you said? Yeah. Yeah. Let's feed your NBA player,
ooh,
shall we?
Feed him the ball. He wants some more of the ball. We're going to play the name 5 and 10 game. For example, Alex, if I was to come to you and say, hey, Alex, name 5 Colts players. Go.
Andrew Luck. Peyton Manning.
Andrew Luck.
I don't know anyone. Andrew Luck.
All right.
Andrew Luck.
Oh, that Pat McAfee guy.
He no longer plays for the team.
Oh, really?
No.
Oh, wow. Okay, well, then I don't know anyone else.
Well, good thing it wasn't about the NFL and it was not about, naming Colts players.
Yeah, I would have lost.
All right, that's kind of how it goes, though. Hopefully you do better than that. Let's get somebody on the team. What line should we go to this morning? I gotta update my phone line, so I got to go to line number 3. Hey, good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who's this?
Haley.
Haley, what's up? You have a good weekend?
Yes.
Hell yeah. What was the best part of your weekend, Haley?
Spending time with my kids.
Oh, that's aww, nice. Are you, is this video game, if you win, are you giving it to one of your kids?
No.
Oh.
They're a little young.
Oh, okay. this is for Haley, or is this for your man?
This is for my man.
Ooh, girl, you're getting good with that. All right, cool. Then, Haley, let's see how you do right here. We're going to ask you a question. You have to name something, 5 of them, and you have 10 seconds to do it. So as soon as we ask the question, you got to begin. Are you ready?
Yep.
All right, here we go. Haley? Name 5 NBA teams. Go.
Oh, crap. Lakers, Pacers, Cavaliers. Shit.
All right. Well, I'm hanging up on you. Quit swearing, Haley. Gosh, it's early in the morning. Haley said a team which doesn't exist, the poo team. And And she only got, what, three there? Jeez.
Some people would disagree. They'd call their team that.
I've had like one coffee, and people are already dropping that word this early in the morning.
Well, that's what happens with coffee, Joe.
I guess so. All right, let's go to line number four this morning. Crystal, hello. You're on the Joe and Alex Show.
Hey.
Who are you trying to win the game for? Yourself, your man, your kid?
Myself.
Ooh. Okay, cool. Then maybe you'll do well at this one. I'm going to give you the same question. Name five NBA teams in 10 seconds. Go.
Okay. So Bulls, Indianapolis Pacers, Cleveland Cavaliers, 76ers, and Los Angeles Lakers.
There
All
you
right.
go.
That's how it's done.
Just in time. And you didn't swear either, Crystal. I want to give you two prizes, but I can't. I can only give you one. All right, cool. Crystal, congratulations. You're getting hooked up this morning with NBA 2K18. It's out now. This is the best NBA video game of all time. NBA 2K18 rated E10+. Get it now on PS4, PS3, Xbox One, Xbox 360, PC, and Nintendo Switch. Congratulations. Hang on the line.
Zodiac, a symbol that now stands for terror,
has killed five and says he's going to kill again. Psychopath.
Remember, investigators say there were unusually high levels of chloroform found in Casey Anthony's trunk.
But again, OJ appears to be holding a gun to his head.
Police won't confirm a newspaper report that Dahmer has confessed to murder and cannibalism.
It's Murder Monday on the Joe and Alex Show. Listener discretion is advised.
I always get goosebumps every time we open up Murder Monday here on the Joe and Alex Show.
Every time.
Every single time. As it is current year-to-date homicide rate, Indianapolis is on pace for 137 criminal homicides in 2017, making 2017 the deadliest year in history for the city of Indianapolis. That's insane. The Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, we want to help stop the violence and bring closure to those who have lost loved ones who still haven't been able to see justice be served. This is why every Monday at this time we have Ashley Flowers in studio from Crime Stoppers of Central Indiana to tell you some of the most horrifying crimes in this nation's history and to promote Crime Stoppers of Central Indiana so we can put away these bad guys. If you have any information on any unsolved crime in Indianapolis and want the security of remaining completely anonymous, call Crime Stoppers. The number, 317-262-TIPS. This week, it's a really special Murder Monday because it's currently still unsolved. So listen closely to Ashley's story as she shares it with us. And we're going to take some of your calls at 317-239-1009 about theories of what you think happened. Kind of like you hear the facts, you have a theory, you have an opinion. Also, you can tweet us along here, Joe and Alex Show, and let us know. Ashley, welcome to the show. Where do we begin today for Murder Monday?
Today we are, like you said, talking about an unsolved case, which, Alex, when we started this, you loved cases where you like got into the psychology of who did it. Mm-hmm. I'm obsessed with cases where I don't know what happened. And this case specifically is the number one case that I'm obsessed with and have been obsessed with for years.
Really?
Really. So I need to just jump right in. There's so much to cover. So we're covering the case of Maura Murray, who went missing February 9th of 2004. And by all accounts, she was a very normal girl, all-American. She was a track star, got accepted to West Point, transferred to University of Massachusetts to study nursing. And on Monday, February 9th, 2004, is when everything, her whole life changed. She goes missing. And it started around noon that day when she is searching. There's internet search history of her looking for rental properties in New Hampshire. And her phone records show that she was calling around to places, searching places. By all accounts and all of her records, it doesn't show that she actually booked anything. Then she sends an email to her boyfriend, says, "Hey, sorry, I didn't answer your call. Just don't feel like talking to anyone right now. I will call you later." And she does call him around 2 o'clock, leaves a voicemail, very vanilla. Then she sends an email to her teachers, and she says, "I'm going to be out for the next week because there's been a death in my family, and I'll be back after that." Well, what we all find out later is there was no death in her family. So she could have just told a little white lie, like we've all done it. Like, she just wanted to get out of class for a while, clear her head. Someone sees her leaving her dorm at 3:30. Then a little bit before 4, she is seen on ATM surveillance video taking out $280, which basically depletes her entire account.
Okay.
After that, she goes to a liquor store and gets way too much alcohol for one person. She gets a box of Franzia wine.
Good choice.
My lifeblood in college, yeah. she gets 12-pack of vodka coolers and some Baileys.
And she takes all of this into her car. There's no surveillance video. They only know this because they find the receipt in her car later. And that's the last place we know for sure that she was. The next time we know anything of Maura, it is she is driving north and gets in an accident at 727 in Haverhill, New Hampshire. And this is a small, middle-of-nowhere town. And the road that she was on was super windy. So it's snowing, it's ice, it's terrible conditions. And she hits a snowbank and actually flips her car and is facing the wrong direction.
Ooh.
We know the exact time of the accident because she wrecked her car right in front of someone's house. And that woman heard the accident and immediately called 911 and reported it. Shortly after that, a couple of minutes, a man named Butch Atwood, who drives a school bus, actually is driving up the road towards his house and comes across her, and he actually has a conversation with her. He opens up the school door bus doors, and he asks her, are you okay? And he said, by all accounts, she seemed fine. Nothing was, she wasn't injured. She wasn't bleeding. Mm-hmm. And he says, I'll call the cops for you. Your car looks really bad. And she's, no, don't do that. I've already called AAA. What he knows, because he lives there, is there's no cell phone service there.
Oh, snap. So she was lying.
So he goes back to his house, and he calls the police anyways, because he knows that she's in trouble. And by the time the police get there, the first responder's there at 7:46. So from the time Butch Atwood leaves her till the first police arrive, there's 7 minutes.
That's it.
That's really quick.
And again, she's right in front of someone's home. So in this 7 minutes, magically, everyone turns their back and she's gone.
What?
The first responders show up. There's no one in sight on foot. They don't pass anyone. They don't see anyone. The car is locked. The keys are gone. And what they see is there is, like I said, the car is facing the opposite direction. There's a big crack on the windshield, like maybe she hit her head or something hit the windshield. And the wine is open and there's red stuff on the ceiling everywhere.
Like she had opened it because she was drinking it while she was driving, or it got opened in the crash?
Likely their belief is that she was drinking while she was driving, because ooh, also in the snow where it was some like a big puddle of like pink liquid, looks like something was poured out.
Ooh.
So cops naturally believe that, okay, this is probably a drunk driving incident where the person didn't want to get caught here, so they left.
Uh-huh.
So they report it probably as that and get the car towed. The one thing that doesn't fit with that is she had a rag in her tailpipe that was shoved in there.
What? Why? Why would she have that?
No one knows. So it could have made the car stall. There's so many questions about that. Like, I'd love to hear from a mechanic to say, like, what happens if you shove a rag in your tailpipe?
That's what she said.
Some people pay good money for that.
I think you can find someone to do that for you on Craigslist.
Yeah, you can. You can.
Sorry.
So because of this, and her family doesn't believe that she would just go missing, her dad and the locals keep saying that something bad happened to her. There was a local, her dad keeps saying a local dirt bag that took her. And they didn't have the full story yet. So things might change once they hear what happened to Maura before she went missing.
I already have like 3 questions in my mind at this point.
I have one question,
yeah,
and I'll save it, but it involves talking about the tailpipe. Seriously, the tailpipe is involved. 317-239-1009 is our number. We're going to take your calls coming up later. I want you to be thinking about what we've heard so far here with Murder Monday. Also, if you've got any theories along the way, you can tweet us, Joe and Alex Show on Twitter, and we will get to those. And we will continue Murder Monday next on the Joe and Alex Show.
Zodiac, a symbol that now stands for terror,
has killed 5 and says he's going to kill again. Psychopath.
Remember, investigators say there were unusually high levels of chloroform found in Casey Anthony's trunk.
But again, OJ appears to be holding a gun to his head.
Police won't confirm a newspaper report that Dahmer has confessed to murder and cannibalism.
It's Murder Monday on the Joe and Alex Show. Listener discretion is advised.
We are continuing here on the Joe and Alex Show the unsolved case of Maura Murray. And coming up in a few minutes, we're going to want to hear from you. So be listening right now. We want to hear your thoughts and theories because this is different, Ashley, than most of the things that you bring in from Crime Stoppers Essential Indiana, where it's already happened. You know, the case is closed. Yeah. We don't necessarily have all the answers here. It's still unsolved. So we're going to want to hear from you too, Joe and Alex Show on Twitter. But where do we leave off here with Maura Murray?
So she's had the accident. Her father and the locals believe that someone caused her harm. But what her family knew some stuff that they weren't sharing with the public, and then they also didn't even know half of the stuff that was going on. So to back up a little bit, Maura's life wasn't what everyone thought it was. The real reason she left West Point, her dad tells everyone she left West Point because she wanted to pursue nursing at UMass. Really, she left West Point because she was caught stealing from literally Fort Knox. And
whoa. That sounds like a federal crime, right?
So she would have probably gotten expelled. But to avoid that, she just transferred to a new university.
Why would she steal? Was she on drugs? Was she poor?
Like, no, it was like $5 worth of makeup. It
what?
Was like...
So it was petty. It
girls
got to
look good.
Yeah, yeah. So when she's at UMass, though, she gets in trouble again with the actual police because she stole someone's credit card number and was ordering obscene amounts of food. So the
same.
Me as a thief. So the police set up this sting, basically, where she orders like $80 worth of pizza to her dorm.
Whoa, girl.
Where's the party
just
at?
Her. And the police show up when she signs for it and basically confront her. She admits to having the credit card number, says she just found it. But they take a picture of her outside of her dorm room that I'm going to post on my Instagram because this is the first time you like actually can physically see another side of her. She doesn't even look like her normal self. She looks mean. And I mean, I can't describe it. You have to see the picture.
Okay, I'm going to repost you on our Instagram at Joe and Alex Show so you can follow Ashley and see the photo.
So she basically goes to all these court hearings, which her family never knows about. Not even her boyfriend knows she's doing this. She gets put on probation. And what they say is, as long as you stay out of trouble, this is going to drop off your record. But if you do something again, if you get in any trouble with the law, you're going to have a fraud conviction on your record.
Ooh, not good.
Not good. So if we fast forward to the weekend before she went missing, there's a strange incident on Friday the 6th where she is working and she works at the dorm room, basically just letting people in and out, checking their IDs. And her supervisor comes and Maura is crying, just like heaving. She can't talk. Her supervisor asks her what's wrong. And all she can say is my sister. And she can't get any more words out. Her supervisor knows she's in no condition to work and actually walks her back to her dorm room. And when police check later, her sister's like, yeah, we had a conversation earlier that night, but like very, very vanilla. Nothing crazy happened. I was talking about my boyfriend. No big deal. So she goes back, doesn't tell anyone why she's upset. And on Saturday the 7th, her dad comes to visit and he's coming to help buy her a new car, he says. He hops around to a bunch of ATMs and takes out $4,000 in cash. Like, why you wouldn't write a check? Beyond me. He tells people later that they identified a car. They found a car that they wanted to get her, but they were going to wait until the next weekend. Even though he had the cash, they found the car. They decided to wait. That night, they go to dinner with her friend. Then they go to a place to get alcohol. And she picks up some wine, drops her dad off at the hotel, and then he lets her take his brand new car after she just picked up alcohol and is going to a dorm party.
Something weird is going on here.
She goes to this dorm party, and anything, if you read the forums online, everyone thinks something happened at this dorm party because the
Maybe she was sexually assaulted or something and wanted to get away.
The two friends that are with her, even immediately afterwards, they say, oh, we don't remember who was at the party. We don't know what happened there. We can't remember anything.
Something weird happened.
Something happened. She leaves the party, and instead of going back to her dorm, she decides to go to her dad's hotel, and I assume it's to drop off the car. I can't think of anything else. On her way, she gets in an accident and does $8,000 to $10,000 in damage to his brand new car.
Ooh.
This girl is not good with cars. I'm just
not
throwing it
good.
Out there.
Not a great driver.
Two accidents so far. Okay.
So she doesn't get arrested, but they basically are going to cite her for driving recklessly, which she could be afraid is going to come back on her, right? Because she's on probation right now.
Oh, yeah.
So her dad now says that, you know, he told her it's going to be okay. The insurance will pay for it. I don't know about you guys. My dad would freak out. out if I was drunk driving and ruined his brand new car.
100%.
Probably be pissed, but maybe he's like, thank God my daughter's all right. Like, I would be mad too, but...
Yeah, so, and I don't know, and maybe this is looking back, you don't want to think that your reaction was the reason your daughter left.
Oh, of course.
Who knows? So he says it's going to be okay, we're going to get the paperwork. Fred goes home Sunday night, and it's actually Sunday night that Maura starts looking for rental properties. And she is searching, calling. There's also another search on her computer that's a little strange.
What?
She searches the effects of drinking alcohol while you're pregnant.
This girl had a crazy secret double life. I'm telling you what. What is going on, Miss Maura?
Pizza parties, pregnancy. What else is going on?
She must have been pregnant with six tuplets because she ordered $80 worth of pizza.
She was a hungry girl.
So she does all her research. She's up till 4 in the morning, which is why she woke up late the next day and continues her research. Before that person sees her leave her dorm at 3:30, she packs up her entire dorm room in boxes. The stuff off the walls comes down.
Clearly, she was trying to leave.
That's what people think. But she took her school books with her, like she was going to continue studying and doing her homework. And she leaves a note on top of the boxes or an email, something alluding to the fact that she had found out that her boyfriend had been cheating on her. Which people say is another reason for her to leave. But
maybe that's what she saw at the party.
We find out years later that she had been having an affair with her assistant track coach the whole time.
I'm telling you what, this girl is more layered than an onion.
This is like a Lifetime movie right here.
So even though stuff's coming out that would make people believe that she ran away, her family still firmly believes that something bad happened to her. And in 2012... they might have gotten confirmation of that when a YouTuber posted a video basically claiming that he did something to Maura. And we have the video.
What?
It is the creepiest thing I've seen, you guys.
I don't know about this.
I didn't either. Okay, we will play the video next as we continue Murder Monday here on the Joe and Alex Show. Also, we're going to take your calls. If you've been listening along and you have a theory what the heck happened, call us now and you can listen to the third part. 317-239-1009. You can also tweet us, Joe and Alex Show, and let us know what you think here as we continue Murder Monday. We are just continuing along this morning here with Murder Monday. We have Ashley Flowers from Crime Stoppers of Central Indiana in studio. And we're talking about, if I got her name correctly, Maura Murray.
Yep.
And just this strange case that's still unsolved. Where are we at right now?
So she went missing in 2004. There was no arrest. Nothing happened until 2012. When all of a sudden a video popped up, and 2012, because of this video, is why so many people got interested in her case. A video went live on YouTube, and do you want to just play that clip really quick, Joe?
Do I have to?
You have to.
All right, here's the video.
What is going on?
So it is just a man laughing in his murder basement.
Ew, I hate this.
And at the very end of the video, he slows down and he stops laughing eventually.
My God!
This is crazy.
This is terrifying.
Well, I think it's towards the end of the video.
The only reason...
10 more seconds. This guy's insane.
The only reason they knew it had to do with Maura, because at the end of this video, when he stops laughing, the music keeps playing, he winks at the camera, and then it says, happy anniversary. And it was...
I'm done. Nope. Bye.
And it was released on the anniversary of when she went missing. He also posted a couple of other videos where he shows ski lift tickets from the area of where she went missing the same day she went missing.
Oh my God.
So the police looked into him for a long time. From what they can tell, they think he's just a Looney Tune, like, and he has nothing to do with it.
I want to see what this guy looks like so bad.
But he...
Yeah, look for him on Bumble, Alex.
We'll have to post the video. It's so creepy. But he is still a person that keeps coming up when people talk about this case, and people still wonder if he has something to do with it. As far as we know, he doesn't. And there are still, again, in 2017, we have no more answers than we did on February 9th, 2004. I think we just have more questions the more we learn about her.
Bruh.
All right. So 317-239-1009. We might be able to get a call or two in. Also, you could tweet us, Joe and Alex Show. Let's go around the room real quick. Real quick. What do you think, Ashley? What do you think happened here in this case?
I think that she was going to meet somebody or someone went with her. There's a theory called the tandem driver theory that somebody was following her or meeting her. So when she got in the accident, that person either met up with her or turned around and picked her up. There were some dogs that tracked her scent about 100 yards and then lost it.
Ooh.
So I think she was meeting somebody. She had a lot of alcohol. I think she was going to be meeting somebody and that person took her somewhere. I don't know where they took her. I think the real question is, where was she going?
And that's what I was going to say. That was one of my questions was, okay, but so clearly we know that she didn't have a family member die that she was going to visit. So why was she driving up the way she was driving? Nobody knows.
No one knows. And that's like the biggest question. Everyone feels like if they knew where she was going, they could probably answer what happened to her.
Alex, what do you think happened?
I think she wanted to disappear. I think something happened to her that was very traumatic or a series of events that were traumatic. And I think she wanted to make herself disappear. I think she's still alive. I think she's somewhere. But it is confusing, that YouTube guy, that psycho. That makes it confusing.
The rag in the tailpipe, guys.
That's my
point. That's weird, too.
That's my point. I'll get to it. Producer MYK, do you have any thoughts on this or what might have happened?
I mean, I don't think it's the case, but I'm praying because of all the liquor that she bought, she's out there turning up with Tupac somewhere.
They're both in Cuba.
I think so, there's something with that tailpipe that you brought up,
yeah,
and that maybe she was escaping, running away, either from like she was afraid she'd get arrested, or maybe the boyfriend got her pregnant,
yeah,
or Alex brought up maybe at the party she got, you know, raped or something and got pregnant. Either way, if she's looking up, you know, pregnancy and drinking, and maybe she just was an alcoholic to deal with all of her problems.
And her family actually does have a history of, like, her sister's an alcoholic.
Ooh.
Yeah, so.
And I think with that tailpipe being right there, though, it's like maybe that man that was trying to help her.
Yeah.
Maybe he took her, though, like a whole different spin on it.
Butch Atwood, the guy that pulled up, he was under speculation for a long time. He's since passed away. But I guess, you know, at first he actually said that the girl that he stopped didn't even look like Maura. And then he came around and said she did. And
maybe he took her.
There was a lot of speculation. But again, no arrest, never.
Joe and Alex Show on Twitter. You can let us know what you think here for Murder Monday.
Cora said, sounds like something bad happened and she was trying to run away from it and start a new life. Jeff said, sounds like attempted suicide. Nick said, sure, the dad wasn't sexually assaulting her, giving her gifts, became insane when he found out about the track coach. Allie said, this girl's life is confusing me. Like, what is going on? Nicole said she had to hide the baby. Maybe her assistant coach was blackmailing her.
That's a whole other thing, yeah, with the relationship. This has got so many layers. You feel like this is something that we'll never actually know the answer to?
I don't think so. They're doing a big, Oxygen's doing a big story on it right now where it's like a 6-part series. If you knew nothing about this case coming in, I recommend watching it. If you're a veteran in this case like I am, it's pretty, you learn nothing new.
Now I've got to get the Oxygen channel immediately. I'll have to explain that one. Hey, Ashley Flowers from Crime Stoppers of Central Indiana, thank you so much for coming on in here. If anybody has any suggestions, email us joeandalexshow@gmail.com of a story that you'd like to see us cover.
And if you have any tips on any unsolved crimes here in Indianapolis, call Crime Stoppers of Central Indiana, 317-262-TIPS.
All right, Alex, listen, I've lost count of all the guys that you've dated as far as the names that we've given them, but I see that we have an update. What happened? You went on a date a couple of weeks ago, and we haven't heard anything about it.
Yeah, I told you that some friends that I had made here in Indy, a married couple, were setting me up with someone that they knew, and then I said I was going on a first date, double date, and never spoke about it again.
Yeah, you went, like, silent.
I went silent because I truly needed some time to mentally readjust and gather my thoughts on how in the world I was going to tell you this story. So I'm just going to start from the beginning, and I'm going to walk you through this winding, delicious road of my dating life. So this guy, I first of all, we were all supposed to meet at a restaurant, which would have been fine because I feel like you have more control in a public setting like that, where I could have said, you know, I'm only going to stay for one drink and then leave. And then I would have felt comfortable. I can pick what I want to eat off a menu, you know, all of those types of things.
It's a neutral ground.
Well, last minute, the girl that is our mutual friend that was setting us up texted me and said, hey, instead of going to the restaurant, how about you come over to our house? It'll be much more relaxed that way, and then you can meet him that way. Well, I've never been on a double date before, first of all.
Okay.
Second of all, I've never done a first date double date, so I don't know him either. So I was like, well, maybe she's right. I don't know. I've never done a double date. Maybe it is more relaxed to do it at somebody's house. Well, I get there. not even close to being more relaxed. First of all, as soon as this guy starts talking to me, I am like, it is within 5 moments of saying, hi, I'm Alex, nice to meet you, that I'm like, I'm not interested. It is so immediate for
that
me.
That quick, you buzz the dude?
Immediately.
It's like a limit date.
It's just me.
Is that too old?
It's just that I have an intuition and a feeling, and I know whether a guy is my type or not, and he had a very weird, introverted, mousy personality. He was, basically, I had only been following him on Instagram and him following me, and then we would like each other's photos and then like comment cute things on each other's photos for like a week before we met. I'd never spoken to him.
I remember making fun of you. That was... Well, so random.
I know, it was.
He liked his photo.
So basically, like, on social media, he has this totally different persona than he does in real life. And I don't know how to explain it to you, except that he had zero confidence, self-confidence. So it was like, it was hard for him to make eye contact. He just seemed so nervous. And he, on social media, is like this badass, like, ex-Marine and, like, all these things. And he just seems, like, so macho hot and, like a social media influencer.
Yeah, come here and tackle me. I'm a terrorist. Come get me.
He's just hot, like on social media, and in person he wasn't. So I don't know. What was weird was, so a couple weird things happened while we were on the actual date, and then I'll tell you what even weirder stuff happened after the date. So on the date, the married couple that was trying to set us up was like, hey, let's all sit down and play some Monopoly. And I had put this on that night on my Snap story that I was playing Monopoly.
That's a bad start, first of all. Nobody plays Monopoly.
Oh, I like Monopoly. I'm a game player, though, so that's fine. Not like that, but board games. So we're sitting there, and everybody's sitting like crisscross applesauce.
Mm-hmm.
And he like is laying on his stomach to play, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Like on the floor.
Yeah, like on his belly.
And
he's playing Monopoly
at me.
On his stomach?
Yeah.
Okay.
He looks at me, and he goes...
Just getting the picture.
Just imagine how creepy this is. He looks at me, and he goes, you want to lay down with me? That's what he says. And I was like, I'm good.
In that voice.
Nice heavy breathing.
But he had like a higher pitch voice than that. Everything about him was
then
weird.
What did it sound like
it
in
was
his
like,
voice?
Why don't you lay down? Like that. And I was like, why don't I not?
It sounds like he's Prince or something just talking.
So he says that. And then the couple that was trying to set us up was like, how about we all sit around and watch an episode of Last Man Standing? Because I had never seen it and he had never seen it. And they thought that I would like it. So I was like, okay. First of all, I think that's so weird to watch a television show with people that you barely know. I think that is the weirdest thing ever.
But Monopoly's okay.
And fun fact about me, I cannot stand any sitcom at all. I hate Friends. I know that's controversial. I don't like one with Neil Patrick Harris in it.
How I Met Your Mother?
I don't like How I Met Your Mother. I don't like anything that has a laugh track. Reba, sorry, forget you. What? I don't like anything that has a laugh track. And so it's a personal thing with me. I just don't do sitcoms. So I was already like, oh, I'm going to have to stomach through this and with a guy that I know I don't like. Well, of course, they're married and there's two couches. So they immediately go and sit on one couch together. Okay, the married couple.
Okay.
And then they're like, why don't you guys sit together? And I was like, oh my God. So then I'm forced to sit with this guy. Well, the way that the love seat was facing the TV, it was facing like away or across from the TV. So the only way that you could face the TV is if your back is to the armrest. Does that make sense to you? Like if you would have to lay down or sit with your back to the armrest because the TV's in front
You'd
of you that
turn,
way.
You'd have to turn, yeah, it's the other
way. Yeah. So because if I was sitting, I would be facing a wall or whatever if I was sitting correctly on the
couch.
Good
positioning, okay.
So this guy, Mr. Phony Baloney, is sitting behind me and he's like, here, why don't you sit here and like basically have my crotch on his dangling. Basically, I'm giving this guy a lap dance because he has me scooted all the way up on his crotch with my back against his stomach. And then he immediately wraps his arms around me and starts playing with my hands. Now,
what?
This is the thing. When you're on like a date and a guy that you just started seeing tries to hold your hand, it's always cute because they usually like play with your fingers a little bit or like rub your thumb or whatever. This guy was playing my hand like a damn piano. He was doing all this weird stuff. I didn't know what he was doing. I thought he was going to try to chop one of my fingers off.
You should have gave him some massage oil or something. Like, if you're going to do it.
He was totally weird. Finally, after one episode, I was like, I'm getting the heck out of here. I want to go home. So I said I needed to go. He's like, let me walk you out to your car. I was like, no, thanks. I'm good. He's like, well, let me walk you to the front door. I get to the front door. He doesn't say anything to me. He just hands me his phone, which I knew was him being like, I want your number. But I didn't want to give it to him, but I had to because I was stuck. So I was forced to give him my phone number. And then he goes, can I have a hug? So I had to give him a hug. And then I was like, all right, well, it was nice to meet you. Got to go. Bye. And then he goes, can I have another hug? So I had to give him two hugs. And then I finally leave. That is not the juicy part of this entire story. What I found out next about this guy is why he has the name Mr. Phony Baloney.
He's a phony baloney.
Phony baloney.
Big, big phony.
All right, we'll find out more about Phony Baloney Man next on the Joe and Alex Show.
It's a phony baloney.
Phony baloney.
Big, big phony.
That is what we're calling Alex's most recent date. It was a first double date.
First date, double date.
First date, double date.
Sounds like a Dr. Seuss book.
Now, you're going to tell us the juicy part, but just recap in like 30 seconds exactly what happened on this first date, double date.
Not interested as soon as I met him. He was super awkward, mousy, introverted, not my type at all. Could not, he looked different than his photos online. Not extreme, like basically he just looked hotter online. He looked like the same person, it just not as hot. He didn't have all the filters, you know what I mean?
Awkward games where you were laying on the floor, then you were in an awkward position watching a TV show where you had to like pretty much straddle each other in the love seat.
Oh, I forgot to tell you one thing too while we were watching the show. Tim Allen or somebody on that show said something referencing sex, and his face is like in my ear watching the show, and he says something like, so they said something about sex, and then he goes, that's interesting. And I was like, please leave me alone.
So, are you sure it wasn't interesting though? It might have been like a fun fact.
It was so gross. So after the date, I made it very clear. He kept trying to text me and stuff, and I thought I made it very clear that I was uninterested, and he would not leave me alone.
Okay.
This guy kept asking me weird questions, what I was doing, sending me things, texting me things, and I would just reply one-word answers. Yeah, cool. Sure, you know, yes, no.
Kind of blowing them off, it sounds like.
To me, I feel like anyone who has a brain can tell that that person is not interested in you after a first date if they're responding like that, or not even writing back half the time. Well, I actually tweeted out some of our conversation, if you go back on my Twitter, of him texting me, and he was the guy that like wouldn't leave me alone. And he said, well, what are you looking for in a relationship? And I said, somebody that can take a no for an answer or something like that, or take a hint.
Take a hint. Yeah. And you were obviously giving him a hint at that time.
Well, so he just wouldn't leave me alone. And then I found out on social media, he had been posting videos, and he started posting these videos of him doing an accent. And I was like, this guy doesn't have an accent. I just spent an entire night with him. Like, he was saying things like, good morning, team. How's everybody doing this morning? Like Australian almost or something. I was like, what? So this guy was doing a fake freaking accent, trying to pull one over on people, like looking sexier than he actually is on social media. He has this whole social media presence that's not really him. And one of his followers even commented, they were like, accent question mark. And he wrote back and he said, New Zealand. I was like, what? You are not from New Zealand. This guy is from Fort Wayne, Indiana. So
very similar accents, by the way, if you've ever been there.
So yesterday he posted a photo of himself, supposedly him, of some guy with more built, like a huge bodybuilder, like The Rock, like doing like home improvement stuff, like sawing things and stuff, but you can't see his face. The face is looking down. And I was like, that is not even him. He is posting photos of somebody else trying to be him. And somebody commented and said, wow, you're looking really good lately. And he wrote back and said, yeah, I've been running a lot in the mornings, shrug emoji. And I was like, if you're running a lot in the mornings, your arms don't look like tree trunks. So clearly he's got a weird fake facade going on. And so I know somebody that lives in Fort Wayne. So I texted him and I was like, do you know this person? What is their deal? And he was like, well, what do you think first? And I told him, I think he's fake. I think he pretends to be someone he's not on social media and all this, and he's weird AF. And the guy wrote back and he said, everything you said is true because I know him personally, and I had to stop following on social media because he is so fake. And I was like, Mr. Phony Baloney right there.
How do you find these people?
I don't know.
How do you find these people?
They find me.
Wait, is this okay? Producer MYK just gave me an audio clip. I guess this is him singing about this whole thing or something. All right, let's hear it.
I ain't no phony. Phony baloney. Got to give me baloney. Got to give me that baloney. Give me that baloney.
Where did you find this? What even is that?
He tagged the Joe and Alex show on there. I guess is he a musician?
He is actually, yes.
Well, that actually sounds pretty impressive right there.
In real life or social media?
I guess both.
Did you not hear it?
I ain't no phony. Phony baloney. Got to give me baloney. Got to give me that baloney.
So that is your answer if you've been wondering whatever happened to my first date, double date, because I did see a lot of comments on social media asking me, how was that date? You never told us about it. So.
Have you thought about giving up on men?
I have, actually. No, I watched actually a really interesting sermon, like an inspirational sermon yesterday about being content in your singleness. And so now I'm feeling more like okay with my singleness today. That's a story for another time that we could talk about. We could talk about it later this week if you really wanted to. But I've realized a lot of things about being single in my 20s.
Yeah, I actually would like to talk about that at a later time. That's very interesting. All right, well, Alex, thank you for telling us about Phony Baloney Man.
I ain't no phony. Phony Baloney.
It is the Joe and Alex Show. And up for grabs today, Indy Scream Park passes. Ah! Sorry, I thought I was out of coffee there for a second.
We should work there.
We should. Do you think they'd hire us? I got a brand new hip, people. I'm ready to do some work.
You're scary as you are. You don't even need to dress up.
Ooh, shots fired. I would do it if they let me take my shirt off.
That would be scary.
Run at you backwards with my booty in my back. All right, let's get somebody on the line today. We've got a game we've never played before, and I'm sure it's going to go amazingly well.
And you have to be where people can hear you. You can't be in your living room. That's cheating. So we're going to make sure. Who are we talking to?
Michael Lynn, you're on the Joe and Alex Show.
Hi, guys.
Hey, can you get off speakerphone or I'm going to have to hang up on you?
No, I think she's showing us that she's noisy.
Oh.
Where are you? Is your car window rolled down?
Well, I'm actually driving, and yeah, I do have you on speaker, but I can take you off.
Oh, yeah, take us off speaker.
Okay, hold on 1 second. Okay, you're off.
Okay. Ooh, you sound so much better. Okay, so where are you at right now?
I am driving on 465 heading to school.
Okay, can you roll down your window really quick? Can people see you? Is there anyone driving next to you?
Yeah, there's a minivan driving next to me.
All right, perfect. So make sure you're up close, neck and neck to them so they can really see you and hear you. Maybe wave them down to roll down their window.
Okay, I'm trying. They're not paying me no attention.
All right. So in order to win Indy Scream Park tickets, you have to scream whatever we tell you to scream. And it has to be like very loud. You can't be like, oh, no. You know, you have to really scream it. Are you prepared for that?
Yeah, hopefully my voice don't crack while I'm screaming.
Oh, that's even better. If your voice cracks, that means an automatic win right there.
Authentic. All right.
Bet.
Joe, all right. You want to tell her what she's screaming?
Well, your name is Michael Lynn. We got that correct, right?
Yes, you got it right.
Okay, there we go. Michael Lynn. So I think it'll be like multiple things you'll just say, like, hey, my name's Michael Lynn! You can do that. Okay. Don't do it yet.
Okay.
Then Alex, what else should they say?
So you're going to go, my name's Michael Lynn, and I have a spider in my butt!
All right, Michael Lynn, do you think you're up for the challenge to win those Indy Scream Park passes?
Is your window still rolled down? I can't hear anything.
Yeah, it's down, I promise.
All right.
Let me stick my phone out there for you.
Well, don't drop it.
No.
I won't.
Okay. All right.
All right. So to repeat it one more time, we're going to have Michael Lynn say, my name is Michael Lynn.
And I have a spider in my butt.
If you can do that.
I can do that.
We'll make give sure you those Indy Scream Park passes.
You yell it loud and proud on the count of three or else we'll have to go to the next person. So on the count of three. One, two, three.
My name's Michael
Lynn,
and I got a spider in my butt!
I love it!
Amazing job, amazing. Indy Scream Park, you need to hire Michael Lynn if you need another screamer.
And you need one spider.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
People are just looking at me now. Thanks, guys.
Hey, you're welcome. Good luck with that spider in your butt. Hang on the line. Producer MYK will get all of your information. And wow, that's a fun game. We're going to have these passes all week long. We might have to play that game again. We should just do that game for anything, honestly. I like that game. Do you like it?
I tried to tell you. It's iconic.
Is there anything that you guys wouldn't scream if somebody told you to do it?
I'll scream anything. I'll walk outside right here downtown and scream. Send me out. I'll call the hotline on my phone.
I don't believe
you. Indy Scream Park tickets, I'll do anything.
All right, cool. More chances to win all this week here on the Joe and Alex Show. Joe's need to know news. How about this? The Browns were favored on the road for the first time since 2015 to beat the Colts, but they fell behind 28-7 and never fully recovered as the Colts won. That's right. I said that the Colts won yesterday.
Well, I wouldn't be that excited about it.
Excuse me?
It was against the Browns or
but
whatever.
They won, Alex!
But, like, it was also a close game, and isn't that really embarrassing because the Browns, like, never win anything, and the fact that it was even a close game, like, doesn't that say, like, bad things about our team? Like, I'm just saying, as somebody that doesn't know anything about sports, if the team that loses everything, it was a close game, doesn't that look bad?
Alex, sidebar here. Let me turn the mics off. Yeah, the Colts are they're not doing that well. I get that. But, like, the Browns really suck. But it's, like, good for morale.
Okay, sorry. If it's good for morale. Yay, go Colts!
Yay, Colts! It's cool, though. I honestly was worried they weren't going to. They had some signs of life, though, so I'm excited. Hopefully they'll get it together. And hopefully, eventually, Andrew Luck will be coming back. A Twitter user, I like the name right here, named The Real Ass Wolf from Salt Lake City, made himself a DiGiorno pizza last week. That's not that impressive, but he used candy corn as the topping. And it actually looks like it worked because the corn melted everywhere. But it's disgusting and gross.
You know what? No. Delete yourself.
Wait, how do you know it's disgusting?
Seriously? Listen, my name's Joe. Alex Show here. I am like, nothing wrong with it. I am white trash as they come. Like, I'm just white trash as can be. Even my white trash shelf doesn't enjoy candy corn because it's the most disgusting candy in the world. Forget holidays.
Totally.
Halloween is the worst. But if you eat candy corn, there's something wrong with you. Like, maybe lack of taste buds, for example.
There's something wrong with me.
But I thought of that, and I also thought, wait a minute, Alex hates pizza, like she will not eat it. So imagine like melting candy corn all over there, and I don't know. A lot of people are saying that this is even worse than pineapple on a pizza, which I think pineapple on a pizza is okay.
Agree.
Candy corn.
Any type of candy with like tomato sauce, that is disgusting.
But just candy corn, even if it was just like, thank you. All right, what do you think about this one? Because I love the idea, but I think some people would be creeped out. Walmart is about to start testing a new grocery delivery service where they go inside your house when you're away and they'll stock your fridge. They're going to be testing it in Silicon Valley first. And a spokesperson admitted, quote, this may not be for everybody, but oh my gosh, sign me up. You're going to go load the groceries into my house when I'm at work right now?
Are you on crack?
I love it. It's groceries. What? You're against this? You want somebody to be there? You want
to
be there?
Listen to me. There is not a chance I would let anyone from any business ever come into my home when I am not there. It doesn't matter who you are. The only business that I would allow their employees to come into my home when I am not there.
I already know it.
Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, I knew that one.
Chick-fil-A workers could come tuck me into bed at night and I would be comfortable.
You don't want somebody to stock your fridge and stock your life.
I think it sounds amazing in theory, but I would be too scared letting anybody. I'd be uncomfortable letting my own brother come into my house whenever I wasn't there.
Are they gonna find some weird things laying out?
No, there's nothing weird laying out. It's just I'm scared that they would steal something or whatever, you know?
Producer Amoy.
Your brother?
Not him.
That's a whole other issue. Yeah.
Where's my underwear at? What is this? Producer
anyone
Mwake.
I don't know from anywhere. Like, I'm super weird about, like, the maintenance for my apartment, like, being there when I'm not there.
But it's a service setup. Would you let people do this at your place?
No, they probably have dirty hands and they'll get the doorknobs all gross.
Can we make a poll or at least tweet us, Joe and Alex Show, if you would do something like that where you would allow a service to actually deliver stuff while you're gone?
Yeah,
that would
put it up.
So convenient. Joe and Alex Show, go ahead and hit us up on Twitter.